This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. More than 1,000 people have died from Ebola in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August. The DRC's health minister said hostility towards health workers continues to hamper efforts to contain the second deadliest outbreak of the virus. The executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, warned of further danger.
We are anticipating a scenario of continued intense transmission.
The outbreak declared almost 9 months ago already has caused the most deaths behind the 2014 to 2016 outbreak in West Africa's Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia that killed more than 11,000 people. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has had a very positive hour-long phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Venezuela and other issues. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the details.
Trump's call on Friday with Putin came as top U.S. security officials met at the Pentagon to discuss options about Venezuela. The president describes his exchange with Putin about Venezuela as very positive.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
Tension has grown in recent days between Washington and Moscow over the increasingly destabilizing events in Caracas. The Trump administration has accused the Russians of preventing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from giving up power and fleeing the country. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day, and more than 100 events took place around the world. But for the first time, the main celebration was taking place in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. Ethiopia had been infamous for jailing journalists. This is VOA News.